So our next guest is Mohan Giridharadas. Mohan is CEO and founder of LeanTAS. LeanTAS is optimizing the patient experience in healthcare. And we'll talk to him about how and where he's exactly doing that. So break that down a bit for us. Lean transformation as a service through analytics. That's quite a mouthful. Yes. Give us an example of something in a hospital, in a doctor's office that you would help operate more efficiently, better, faster.
Okay. One of our recent successful products is what we call IQ. And IQ is aimed at infusion treatment centers. So if you think about a typical infusion center that provides chemotherapy services to patients suffering from cancer, the complexity is enormous because some patients need a one-hour infusion while others need a nine-hour infusion. And a typical infusion center may have 40 or 50 chairs. And so now you've got patients, about 100 to 150 patients a day, some of whom come in for short treatment, some for medium, and some for long. The current methods tend to schedule patients on a first available basis, thinking that they're being patient-centric by doing so. In reality, what happens is you end up with very few appointments in the early hours and the late hours of the day and an absolute traffic jam in the middle of the day where every chair is full and patients are waiting, the nurses are frazzled. And so our software helps optimize the scheduling of these patients by leveling and balancing it out, balancing short appointments with long appointments, understanding the constraints of how many chairs, how many nurses are on deck, what the hours of operation are, etc., and comes up with a more optimal solution, which has a terrific impact on patient flow.
And so this IQ product, and that's IQUE, right? It's queuing lines, is basically a way of just making sure that these very valuable chairs, I mean, it's like an airplane. Once that hour has passed, you never get that revenue back, is more effectively utilized. It just seems like an obvious problem. Why do hospitals need you to solve it?
Most hospitals are locked in on the electronic health record systems, which have scheduling built in, but those are resource-centric schedules. These are not built to do optimization. So the complexity of the optimization algorithm, just to give you an example, in the academic medical center where we've implemented this, with 60 chairs and appointments every 10 minutes, the number of possible solutions is on the order of 10 raised to 107.
A number with 107. Isn't it more than there are molecules in the universe or something?
Pretty close. there's very little chance that this is happening in an EHR system. There's zero chance that it's happening with human judgment mentally doing it or in an Excel spreadsheet. And we've now talked to 40 or 50 infusion centers in the last 6 months. And when we show them the utilization curve, which is this triangular setup, they all recognize it and say, that's us. In fact, one of the clients we showed it to in Seattle called it their Mount Rainier chart. So they'd even named this utilization chart. And unfortunately,
it does look like a mountain. There's a big peak in the middle of the day, and it really falls off in the early and late hours of the day.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
They all live with it, and like Groundhog Day, they experience the same utilization curve day in and day out, year in and year out, and are therefore quite grateful that there's an elegant solution to the problem. This infusion has turned out to be very successful for us, but in general, clinic appointments is another area where you've got a scarce resource, the physician, who can only be in one place at one time and yet needs to see anywhere from 10 to 30 patients in a day, depending on the length of their session. And so it's a very complex choreography to make the patient treated, prepped, and ready for the physician to swoop in and do his or her magic, and then for all the follow-up to take place. We call that IQ Clinic Edition, which is meant to optimize the choreography of the physician. And then we've got IQ Asset, where you can think of many, many multi-million dollar pieces of equipment, whether they're CAT scans, CAT scanning machines, or in radiology, etc., where they have simultaneously a lack of utilization as well as an overcrowding problem, much like the infusion. And so those are the three areas we're pushing on. Achieving change is hard. It takes lots of people are involved. It's complex, and it's difficult to experiment, really. So you've got to be quite confident of your solutions before actually, putting them forward.